From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, what a relief that the triennial contest is now over and the usual programming can be resumed. It has really been a washout locally between floods and more rain, the local show has been dampened, and the polling booths were an awkward excuse for going out in our part of the world. As we wait for the final outcome of the election, I can but hope that more attention is given to the important things, such as amateur radio, by the incoming government, to which I must add a hearty hi-hi. I suppose with the new face of government in Canberra and the new face of the WIA in Melbourne, we can be assured of momentous developments in the near future. They say a new broom sweeps clean, and I really don't know whether to give credence to that old saw. Those of you who receive email updates from the ACMA will have had one dated February 2022 concerning the calculation of fees for class licences. The move for the amateur service is slowly progressing as in the definitions, the classes of amateur licences are set down. I haven't really tried wading through the copious detail to try and establish what our licence fees might be, but I notice there is still the tax component included. It's strange that the Supreme Court of the USA has held that the wireless spectrum is part of the natural world and not owned by any one government. Thus, our colleagues in that country don't pay tax on the spectrum they can use. I suppose it's part of our colonial heritage that things such as minerals are claimed by the Crown, and thus the value of the rights to extract carrier payment to the Crown. It has been interesting to note that some of the space weather indices are nicely elevated over the past week, and around the Pacific, reception reports on shortwave have been excellent. In fact, some of the audio clips that were sent to me by one broadcast service caused me to reply that the signals were FM quality. After some of the electrical storms that have beset us in the past months, it was amazing to once again hear the clean and pure sound of AM shortwave as I remember from my childhood. Perhaps my innate cynicism will be tempered by the improving conditions on the HF bands, and I can forget the tragedy of the opportunities that have been lost. Perhaps more sanguine people will have the spirit to revitalise the amateur fraternity and the clubs that hold so many together. Perhaps with a new mindset from those who run things, we can all feel happy and move on with joy and prosperity. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.